Furniture manufacturing has been a pillar of North Carolina's economy, but in recent years, that pillar has been shaken as furniture jobs have migrated to Asia and Asian companies have entered the American market. Reporter Larry Schooler of member station WFDD in Winston-Salem has seen the impact on his community firsthand, so he went to Vietnam to find out what is making that country's furniture industry so competitive.
Along the graveled roads in Binh Dinh Province, north of Ho Chi Minh City, furniture companies have sprung up almost overnight. The land is largely undeveloped, and the property is there for the taking.
Do you remember what it would have cost you to buy the land?
I remember it's about $4 per square meter.
That seems like a lot to me.
No, very cheap.
Yeah.
Taiwanese businessmen Lam Ga Sing and Kim Xu founded the Eastwood Furniture Company in Vietnam 2 years ago. To Kim and his partner Lam, Vietnam is a better place to put a factory than China. Fewer problems with government bureaucracy, shorter waits for supplies and resources, and an abundant, very affordable labor force.
Yes, it's very easy. One day you can hire 100.
Yes. What is he doing here?
Cut the wood. There's a cut the wood. Just cut to size.
Kim and Lam have taught workers how to cut, sand, and finish furniture of comparable quality to products made in the U.S. They have also contracted with a master carver to bring some of his apprentices to Eastwood to etch designs into chair and table legs. The quality of the product is high, but working 8 hours a day, 6 days a week plus overtime, an Eastwood employee who manually guides wood through a mechanical saw might only make $60 a month. American furniture workers can make that in a single day. But the low pay doesn't really matter to Ho Bun Dong. It's steady work, he says. I get my salary on time every month, and the company is doing well. Vietnam's stable and affordable workforce has caught the attention of American furniture makers. Bernhardt Furniture Company, based in Statesville, North Carolina, was lured by Vietnam's cheaper production costs and went into business with Eastwood Furniture. Bernhardt President and CEO Alex Bernhardt.
It is unfortunate for jobs in North Carolina because there's no question that it has caused some employment in our state with jobs and furniture being moved to Southeast Asia, but it is a way to give consumers a better value, and that's an inexorable tide that is not going to change.
Competition with Vietnam is affecting the main factory at Vaughn Bassett Furniture near the North Carolina-Virginia line. Here, state-of-the-art computers, not hands, guide the cutting process, and the machines can operate 24 hours a day. Bassett officials have visited Vietnam to explore the possibility of shifting some production to that country, but CEO John Bassett says he doesn't intend to buy products from Vietnam that can be made just as well or better in the U.S.
There's a Pacific Ocean between us and Vietnam and China. Guys, they are not going to suck all the water out of the Pacific Ocean. They have got to float that product across that ocean. That takes them 6 to 8 weeks. By that time, we've met the demand of our customers, delivered, and we do it so much faster.
But Bassett acknowledges that he and his American competitors are feeling immense price pressure from countries like Vietnam, where furniture exports to the U.S. have jumped some 640% in 2 years. Bassett says Vietnam has clear advantages.
They can avoid many of the things that we have to comply with. EPA, Social Security, hospitalization, all the things that we are expected and should do, they can avoid. And will that have an effect? Obviously it will have effect.
An American walking through a Vietnamese factory would recognize a difference in workplace standards. Vietnamese workers use very little of the protective gear found in most U.S. factories, like safety glasses, gloves, or hairnets. Restrooms near factory floors in Vietnam are often dirty or even unusable, and air conditioning is a rarity. But furniture manufacturers in Vietnam now realize they could lose out on contracts from American companies if they don't make life better for their workers. Many American companies fear consumer boycotts if word of poor factory conditions gets out.
Good morning. How is everybody?
In Ho Chi Minh City, a group of 40 factory workers and managers sits in a classroom listening to Doug DeRusso. They wear headphones to hear a Vietnamese translation. DeRusso is the director of training for the group Social Accountability International, or SAI. SAI tries to improve working conditions by guiding factories through a certification process known as SA 8000. To earn the certification, factories have to eliminate child labor and forced labor, provide regular health and safety training, and allow the formation of unions. The process takes a long time and costs a lot of money, but DeRusso says it's worth it.
This is not about forcing you to do anything. This is about sharing information with you to make you better, so that you're more productive, that you're more competitive, and that you can make more money.
DeRusso says factories that comply with SA 8000 have fewer workplace accidents and make fewer mistakes in production. Vietnamese law makes it difficult, if not impossible, to form unions as strong as those in America, but it does protect workers in other ways.
They've adopted standards which in some cases are stricter than standards would be in the developed world.
Kerry Zesiger helped start the Vietnam-based group Global Standards, which inspects factories here at the request of foreign buyers. He helps factories comply with labor requirements.
The problem really is that the enforcement is beyond their capabilities. They do not have, technically, the people who can, you know, check on all these things. They don't have the resources to hire enough people to inspect the factories.
But Vietnamese companies that are buying into the benefits of improved labor conditions want the world to know. Many display their certifications, SA 8000 and others, on their marquees, visible from the street. In doing so, they're sending a message that they're willing to play by American and international rules, and if they can keep wages low, they will be formidable competitors. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schuller in Ho Chi Minh City.